This is Lewis Navalier. It is Thursday, June 10th. And I just want to update everybody on the market's gyrations this week. We're having a positive week by and large. The big news this week is the 10-year Treasury bond yield is still below 1.5%. It cracked that level yesterday and really rattled a lot of people. And because we have this inflationary environment, and people are just shocked why Treasury bond yields are going down when we have inflation. So let's talk about inflation. We had the CPI come out today. And the CPI in the past 12 months is running at a 5% pace. That's the highest since August 2008. The core CPI, which excludes food and energy, is running now at an annual pace of 3.8%. And that's the highest since June of 1992. But when we dig into all the details, it's clearly energy prices. Well, they have gone up 28.5% the past year. Used car prices, which just last month alone in May, shot up 7.3% after a 10% increase in April. So what's happening is it does look like the inflation is transitory, okay? I realize food prices are going up. I realize labor prices are going up. I realize lumber prices are going up. I realize all that. You know, I have steel, copper stocks as higher prices. But at least the CPI details today gave merit to the Fed's belief that the inflation is transitory. Now, the Fed has an inflation mandate and it has an unemployment mandate, okay? The unemployment mandate is their priority. So they're still seem to be stressed about unemployment. The good news is the Labor Department announced today that continuing claims dropped a little bit more than expected. And I think the unemployment situation is very simple. Get rid of the extended supplemental benefits, and we'll see how fast these people are going to go back to work. Because there is an acute labor shortage across the United States, and you know, why should you be sitting home collecting extended benefits if you can go back to work? So that's where we have to be. Now, as far as the market action is concerned this week, we are meandering higher on the annual Russell realignment. Small caps definitely have a bit of an edge, but a lot of large cap stocks are firming up too. So I like the tone of the market. I think we'll pick up our pace in the second half of June as quarter end window dressing approaches. So overall, it looks pretty good to me, folks. I call this Goldilocks. The Fed's still accommodative. We got record earnings in the pipeline. We got all this money sloshing around. It's not perfect. You know, I have stocks that embarrass me every now and then. I have stocks that explode both today. But the bottom line is we are, it looks very, very good. And so hang in there, be diversified. Small caps will definitely lead this month. But I'm really encouraged by the strength. I'm seeing a lot of large caps as well. So, and earnings are working. There's no doubt about that. This myth that we're in a value market is just a myth. The other thing that's, of course, dominating the news is what Reddit is doing, squeezing all the shorts, making a lot of illiquid stocks surge. The naked option trading is exaggerating all this. This is unfortunate, but this is not what we do, okay? Our stocks have a lot more persistent buying pressure than these one-time wonders that shoot up and then fizzle. So I just want to assure you that things are looking awfully good. And my biggest problem, I'm dealing with clients that, you know, they have to pay taxes because we're fine-tuning portfolios. And a lot of people are very upset that they have to pay all these taxes. So, and those are mostly long-term gains, and tax rates haven't even gone up yet. So, so interesting times we're in. But the good news, it's we're going to go higher. We're going to have record earnings. And we got lots of institutional buying pressure from index realignment, quarter and window dressing. So hang on, folks. Enjoy the ride. And again, the big news this week is the 10-year Treasury yield fell. Okay? So there may be inflation out there, but it's not showing up in the bond market. So that means the stock market's going to go higher. It's as simple as that. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody. I just want to give you a quick update. I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions.